Good morning, everybody, from sunny and hot Tokyo, and welcome to the Tokyo Lens Podcast. As always, if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Today's podcast is going to be a little bit noisier in the first section than usual, mostly because as I record it, I am currently walking through Shibuya Station. I didn't put out a podcast on time last week and didn't feel great about it, so I thought this week we are going to hold to schedule. So right now I am heading out for a video shoot, actually two video shoots within today. So for the first half of this podcast, you're going to hear the background of Shibuya and all that jazz. So I want to start the first section of our podcast today by talking about the reflection that I have done recently on just life and change and everything like that. So I recently released a video on the Tokyo Lens YouTube channel called Japan's Wisest Spot or something along those lines. Now, this particular video did not go as planned at all. Let me start by telling you a little bit about the original background plan of this as I'm walking out to the video shoot. So the plan was, my little brother and I were going to be going out to this location, a location that I found roughly 8 years ago and by far one of my favorite on the planet Earth. It is a spectacularly gorgeous location. In fact, if you haven't seen the video yet, I recommend, if you obviously, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, maybe now's not the ideal time for you, but I recommend that you definitely get it in today. It was just a peaceful and nice piece of content to put together. I really enjoyed making that movie. So I wanted to make a video about this spot that I found about 8 years ago. And as we got out there, we got down, we got set up, I got a phone call, we had to head right back up. Now, this isn't the first time that this has happened. In fact, every single time that I have gone to this location in the last 8 years, something similar has happened. Hands down, guaranteed there's going to be some kind of trouble. Now, there are one or two times that I didn't get pulled out of the area, but I would get down there and my phone battery would die, or my phone would overheat and just shut off and I couldn't use it. Something happened every single time. So the first part of the video ends with that, but then I go home. Well, I didn't go home. I actually went out for fireworks that night, which were beautiful, by the way. There's just something about countryside fireworks that adds an additional layer. Seeing fireworks in Tokyo is always beautiful, but having the ability to go out to the countryside and see fireworks, which typically are a lot more up close and right there, just has such an added benefit to it. Fireworks are always beautiful, but when they're that close. Anyways, I digress. Sidebars with me. It's always the sidebars. Thank you guys for always listening. I really appreciate it. So, coming back to the end of the evening, I got home and I decided to think and reflect. I felt like after all these years and all these times going there and all these failures, that this place was trying to teach me something. I had never once gotten the opportunity to spend a proper amount of time there. When I say a proper amount of time, I mean like half a day or, you know, anything more than better part of an hour. Hands down, guaranteed, pulled out every time. Or something went wrong. Now I'm just being redundant. Okay, guys. So I went home and I took the night to reflect on it. And it became a really, like, reflective and quiet night for me. My brother sat back and he played his Nintendo Switch. As I just sat back and closed my eyes and just tried to think about exactly what lesson was embedded within that. I thought for me, a large part of it was maybe this place is meant to be like Sakura. You know, Sakura are beautiful because they're only available for such a short period of time. The sakura bloom for 2 to 3 days, sometimes 4 or 5 if you're lucky. And if the wind and the rain doesn't hit them in the middle of that, you get a nice couple days to enjoy them, but that's it. Then they're gone. And that's why people appreciate sakura so much. And I'd kind of locked into this idea for a while that maybe for me, this particular area is like sakura. It's the type of area that, despite its beauty, I'm able to enjoy it only in short, brief periods of time, so I need to make the absolute best of each of these moments that I get. That was the reflection point that I had gone to bed with. But the next morning, we woke up, and I went down there with my little brother. It changed. My view on it changed. We magically, for the first time in 8 years, managed to get a decent amount of time down there. So I decided to pick up the camera and reapproach the message, the video, everything that I was meant to learn. You see, in the video I mentioned that one of the things that bothers me the most is last minute change. I will get my mind set on something. I'll be heading in a direction, and when a change comes up that derails the plan I have, it affects me much more than it should. And I'm sorry, there are very loud trains in the background here, guys. And all right, let's just enjoy the sounds of Tokyo for a minute. All right, now that that's over, it affects me way more than it should. Like, I think everybody gets a little bit frustrated with last-minute changes, but when something like that pops up and just derails my day, I get very, very upset, and it'll throw off my video, it'll throw off my day, I'll get grumpy with my little brother, and I didn't want to do that. So I decided that that first day, I was going to do whatever I could to not allow that to emotionally derail my day. And I feel I was pretty successful in that, but I didn't take as much time to reflect on it. Then we got down there. For the first time in 8 years, we had some time. We shot our video, we relaxed in the water, we even did a bit of a live stream on the channel. The quality was absolutely terrible considering we were nestled in a mountain valley. But within that, I picked up a couple more lessons. And I am almost at my shoot for now, guys. So I'm going to wrap up this section, and I'll be back in just a second. Well, that was quick. All right, guys, thanks so much for waiting. Now, hopefully on this section, I'll be able to be a little more eloquent because I'm not walking around the city and distracted by all the sights and sounds around me. Thank you for bearing with me and listening up until this point. So, getting to the reflection that I did the night before, as we got into the area and we just spent the day there together, I decided to kind of re-reflect. And what I started to realize is that area in itself seemed like a very good metaphor for life. Now, what I meant by this is that the area, just like life, is filled with beauty around every single corner. Some of it incredibly obvious, and some of it you've really got to search for it. But hidden within all of that beauty, and just as distracting from all of that beauty, is the challenge that area presents. Every single time I went there, I was challenged with one of my greatest things, which was last minute change. I was never good at that. Even this time coming down, we got down there and I got instantly challenged with a little bit of drone trouble. I tried to get the drone up in the air and get some shots. And it's like, oh, you need a firmware update. We're not going to let you fly it. And it worked fine the day before. So these little tiny challenges, even if I take a look at the photography I tried to do in that area, just trying to get
the light balance set right, or get a shot wide enough, or get a shot in the right spot, or, you know, I didn't have the drone to use. There's just so many tiny little things that can distract from how incredibly beautiful that area is. So I took the time there with my little brother Alexander to just enjoy the area, and it was that time that we spent just wading through the water and talking that brought this reflection to me that just like life, I guess just like this area, life is truly a beautiful thing if you can look through all of the troubles. And this is something that since I left the area, I've put a lot of time into thinking about, because I feel that this in particular is a really meaningful life lesson. Maybe not for everybody out there, but most definitely for me. This is one of the reasons why I started down the path of Tokyo Lens and doing everything that we are doing together right now. It's one of the reasons why I started this podcast. Aside from the opportunity to sit down and talk with you guys, it's also a great chance to reflect on the content that we've put together. And so this has just been my life for probably the last week, actually almost exactly the last week. It is Friday now as I'm recording this. And over this last week, every single little struggle that has come up and hit me, every sidebar, every camera trouble, every life trouble, every bump in the road, I've tried to look through it to see the beauty that is life. Now, you see, when I started the Tokyo Lens channel, I did so because I was stuck in a negative loop of just negative thinking. I know I used negative twice there. Sorry. I was stuck in this loop of negative thinking, and it was a negative feedback loop, and it just kept getting worse and worse. I figured the exact opposite would work just as well, and if I put myself in a positive feedback loop and filled my mouth, ears, and mind with positivity and created content of positivity, it would have an impact in my life in the positive direction. And I feel that this message is one more thing that I can tag on to that, because I've been struggling, even inside of all that positivity, to see the forest through the trees. And that's what this is really, really about. It's a forest through the trees moment. It might not be the most groundbreaking or deepest life lesson or even revelation that I've ever come up with or ever shared, but it's one of those personally significant ones. And the more I think about it, the more I try and apply it to my current daily life, the more I see just how much impact this tiny, tiny little lesson and how many implications it could possibly have. So that is the reflective portion of this podcast. I'm still in mid-reflection, so if this entire thing felt a little more drawn out than the typical podcast episode, I do apologize for that. But now that all of that is aside, you know what, come to think about it, I think most of them are just drawn out. It is a habit of mine right here in the podcast, and I think that's why we're here. That's why we're here. So let's just bathe in that for a moment. But I want to take a second to talk about some of the content that we put together since Alexander got here, because there's a few things that I want to share with you guys. And if you've listened up to this point in the podcast, I think it'd be great to let you know. So number one, we have a list of videos. Alexander has 3 more weeks in Japan. We have a list of places we want to go, a list of content that we really want to make, and some of these videos are going to be really interesting. If you haven't seen that first video, the Rewinding a Day in Japan, that was a fun video. Go back and watch that one. Then definitely watch this one. If you've got a bit of time, check out that live stream. But there's one more thing. You see, in lieu of some of the video content that I've been producing, because we've been putting in more time together just to enjoy the trip, we've been doing one thing new, and that's doing near daily live streams over on Twitch. That's right, I'm on Twitch. This is going to be my first official announcement of it, maybe my second. Did I announce this in the podcast before? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter or just come over on Twitch and let me know. I feel like I haven't announced this like officially, but I wanted the podcast crew to be the first. I feel maybe I have announced it. Guys, let me know. Now I'm really on the fence. Have I announced this? Have I not announced this? If I haven't, Either way, I know I haven't put it out officially on Twitter. I know I haven't put it out officially on Instagram. I have linked to Twitch streams on both, but I wanted you guys to be the first to know. If you're into the live streams, I may not be doing as many live streams on the Tokyo Lens YouTube channel moving forward. I really want to focus on just creating video content for that site, and I want to use a live streaming service for the live streams. So if the live streams are that something that you are enjoying, come on over to Twitch. I think I just became an affiliate as well. So if you want to subscribe on Twitch or do any of that stuff, I would love to have you. But there it is, guys. A little bit of a reflective summary, a little bit of an update, and a ton of adventures coming your way. I hope that this podcast has found you on a good day. I hope you are enjoying your house cleaning, your drive, your walk, your commute to work, whatever it is. And I hope that the rest of your day, afternoon, evening goes really, really well. Thank you guys, as always, for joining the Tokyo Lens podcast. And we will talk to you guys again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.